things in me I didn't see. And I'm grateful.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
I can guarantee you that Jesus can fix
it. Amen.
There's not a disease that I have that God have to be able to get. There's not a soul that he's not able to conquer. There's not a mouth that he's able to feed. There's not no one who has tears that the Lord can't find. He can fix it, y'all. We serve no other God but him. He fixed it so many times for me, I just had to recount. I don't know, maybe he didn't fix that for you. He done fixed so many things for me until I just quit counting how many times he fixed it. Every time I turn around, he has to fix something. Because every time I turn around, something is always broken. My mind is a little wood, gather. These things happen, they take place. Have your Bibles. We're going to go to Luke, 22nd chapter. Let's see how we're going to work this thing out. We'll look at 22nd chapter. The 48th verse, and then we'll skip to the 63rd verse. You have it, you say amen, you don't catch us after a while. That 48th verse of that 22nd chapter of Luke. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? That's 63rd verse says. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they were blindfolding him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, ye will not believe. And if I ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. Let's just talk a little bit. When the courts are not so fast, like history, when the court is not so fast, our young black men and women miss the civil rights era. Many of them miss the march or marches. They miss the white and black water fountain. They miss segregation. The only world they know of now is shoot 'em up, bang bang.
Amen.
There was a time in black America when black America was oppressed and depressed. Had to live in a certain community in the city.
Amen. Yeah.
And could go to only a few stores and shop. Somebody in the house can say, we've come a long way. Although we have a long way to go, but we've come a mighty long way. But look like black America was at its best at that hour.
Amen.
You didn't hear about gun violence in the streets. You didn't hear about neighbors shooting neighbors. You didn't hear about the malicious crimes that we are faced with on this day. As a matter of fact, kids were kids. And you stayed a kid until you grew up. And after you grew up, you were still a kid. I ain't got no help in the house. Maybe you ain't got bat in the mouth or got hit on the backside. But now we put kids in time out. The only time out I knew about when I was rubbing my backside trying to cool it down. And I would ask my grandpa, Grandma, please get time out. Just don't hit me one more time. Let me go sit down and cry this thing out.
Right.
We no longer use But even at that time, anybody in the community could really switch.
Yes, sir.
Your parents wouldn't get upset, but now if you get switched, then the parents want to grab the gun, call the police. You can't discipline my child. Then the next 4 or 5 years, that same child standing before the judge.
Right.
Reverend Guillory standing before the judge, and the judge talking to him crazy. Yeah. Then the mother is sitting in the audience crying, and tears are just falling. But you should have done something when the tree was a little small.
Oh, amen.
My heart dropped every Monday morning, every Tuesday morning, every minute. My heart just dropped every morning because I got something to go see. Or someone to see about.
Amen.
Black America, with its graciousness and its vitality and all of the inward abilities that God has given.
Yeah.
There was a time when Black America were beaten. They have a group called the Black Panthers.
Right.
They wasn't acting out just to act out.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only way they could see themselves getting out. But Black America went through a period of crying time, riots. James Brown came out with the song, I'm Black and I'm Proud.
Yeah.
And everybody where I lived that would say, say it loud. I'm Black and I'm proud. Thank God for James for that. For giving us that inwardness to hold our head up.
Amen.
And letting the world know that we are a proud people.
Yeah.
Marvin was saying what's going on.
Yeah.
At that time, music had a meaning. No, I don't know what that means. Oh, shut your mouth. I knew it's freedom of speech, but Lord have mercy. That's how the times has changed. People has changed. Generations has changed. Uncles and aunts has changed. The cousin you used to know, you don't know them anymore because they have changed. The friend that used to spend time with, you don't know them no more because the friend has changed. In Black America, we been subjected to a mental cruelty. James Brown helped us out. 3rd Good Marshall organ it out. That's it versus the Board of Education of Topeka. To bring little Black boys and little Black girls into the same classroom.